The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Welcome, Harley.
Hi there, Chris.
Let's start with the economy. What's the truth about the major indicators in your country?
Well, it's interesting because they tell a couple of stories. It is true the tax rates were reduced, and that has been a big spur to business. We've got the lowest unemployment rate we've had in decades. And so today the government announced that the tax revenue for the month of October was the highest ever. So the rates are lower, but the income was even higher because the economy is going great guns. More than $11 billion more revenue than last October, which also had set a record. On the other hand, the government also spent a lot more money, $100 billion deficit for the month of October. That kind of spending is not sustainable, of course. And Congress has shown little appetite to rein in its bad habits of spending a lot more money than we taxpayers hand over to them. No matter how much we pay, they spend more. Now, I think what's most foreboding about that is that Democrats will be taking over the House, and nobody likes to spend money like a Democrat.
It's the same all over the world. You're dead right. Now, the U.S. losing its military edge.
Well, this is a study, a really good one, by a bipartisan committee that Congress created to evaluate the defense strategy. The National Defense Strategy Commission likes the Trump defense strategy, but they say we need to get cracking because China and Russia are running past us. Summary is that the U.S. has lost its military edge to a dangerous degree, could potentially lose a war against China or Russia right now. They say Washington's not moving fast enough. It's not investing sufficiently to put the vision of improving the U.S. economy into practice.
China and Russia will be noting that. Now, very quickly, animals getting drunk on fruit.
Yeah, well, first half, I mean, with the help of a local neighborhood anyway, police in Milton, West Virginia, apprehended and took into custody a masked bandit, a raccoon. Police said the raccoon was staggering around, appeared disoriented. Some folks thought it was rabid. They say more than one raccoon's been found, in fact, drunk by eating fermenting crab apples.
They'd make good pictures, wouldn't they? Good video. Thank you, Harley. Much appreciated.